Welcome to the Anime Syndicate Podcast. I'm your host, Frank, and I'm joined by what's-his-name over here.
Yo, what up? I am what's-his-name over here.
All right. So today we're doing things a little bit different.
All right.
I decided just to do an off-the-cuff episode where we just talk about random shit.
Nice.
Rolling around anime, preferably. But we'll see what the day takes us.
Yeah, sort of like a BFN show of anime, maybe.
Yeah.
Which, if you want to listen to the BFN show, you can listen to GameRageMagazine.com and anywhere podcasts are available. And you can also follow us at Game Rage Magazine on Instagram and TikTok, at Game Rage Mag on Twitter/X. There you go. Cheap plug out of the way.
The fuck?
So did you have anything for us today? Like, did you have anything you want to specifically talk about?
Random shit.
Cool. Perfect.
Just a little grab I also have about some shows.
All right. What shows is, well, start us off. What do you got?
First of all, I just want to especially, can't say that word. I want it to be known how much I fucking hate you.
I think it's pretty well known. I don't think there's anyone who thinks we like each other at this point.
We're talking about everybody thinks we're gay.
Yeah, yeah, the people that don't know us, like if they just look at us, they think we're gay. but getting to, they hear us bickering. Ah, shit. You know what? That probably doesn't help us either way.
Mm-hmm. So, I started because I was behind on My Hero Academia.
Mm-hmm.
I just had to catch up. I made it up to the sixth season, which is the current season, and So there's a revolving theme about the show between, there's this rivalry between Class A and Class B.
Mm-hmm.
Class 1A and Class 1B.
Okay.
So in UA is a hero school. The hero course is the one class. I think there's a two and so forth.
Is that like the year that they're in?
No, because they're first years.
Okay.
So A is being their top of the pick class, and then B is being the guys who barely made it in. And then after that, it's general studies. So you're there studying your regular courses with the potential, if someone fucks up, to take their spot in the hero course.
Yeah. You know what's funny? Okay, so this is kind of on a tangent, but when I was in junior high and I went into that sixth grade program, like there was 6A and 6B, right? Because we were at a junior high. And so 6A was like the smart kids, like the ones who were the good ones. Yeah. And then 6B was the dumb kids who just got lucky and got randomly selected or whatever to be in. So I think that's funny because it's kind of like seems to be how that's set up, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, continue.
Hold on.
Oh, yeah. Taking off the socks.
It's fucking hot.
Hey, Miss fucking can't handle the temperature over here from earlier. If you want to hear what that was about, go listen to the Game Rage Movies TV podcast, Fallout episodes 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, before I was so rudely interrupted.
True.
So there's 1A, 2B, or 1A, 1B, general studies. And then there's the more specialized ones where it's like people who want to make equipment. I forget what it's called. Tech course or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
These guys make the support items that the heroes use. And then there's people that focus on the financial things, like selling shit. Because the whole thing is that being a hero is a gimmick. Not a gimmick. It's a job. And like these big heroes can be fucking loaded.
Yeah, because they make lots of money saving people or whatever.
Well, that's the thing. You get paid by the government. Then if you get popular enough, you can sell your fucking merchandise. You can sell. Oh,
that's true. So you got to have a whole marketing team behind you and all kinds of shit like that.
And what you would call it? So I'm assuming that's what the financial students are about. They're learning how to sell their product.
Yeah.
Which is going to be the hero course.
Right, right.
Support class. That's what it was for the support. The guys who make the support items.
Oh, okay.
So the whole thing that's been going on is that class 1A, because of, you know, that's obviously where our main character is. So that's where all the shit happens. Mm-hmm. They keep being put in dangerous situations before they're ready. So, well, Midoriya, the main character of the show, he is born quirkless. He's one of the, I think it's 20% of the population that's born, that isn't born with a quirk. Mm-hmm. That being said, just because you're born with a quirk doesn't mean it's a gimmick, a good one or a combat one.
Yeah.
Like sometimes a person, fuck, they had a name for it. Hema types or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Where all it does is makes them animal-like. So it makes their face features like, this one guy, he had like starfish going out of his head. That's it. That was his quirk.
What a shitty quirk. Mm-hmm.
But then there's those ones can also be advanced even further. Like Tokiyami, he's like a bird, mm-hmm. like a raven.
Okay.
But his quirk, he's able to manifest a shadow version of a bird within himself. Mm. So I guess maybe that's two quirks.
Interesting.
The whole premise of having multiple quirks is a big theme. Mm-hmm. But so anyway, the first thing that happens to them is Shigaraki and this is before the League of Villains was formed, but he grabs a bunch of villains to attack UA in the middle of one of their training camps.
Okay.
And so the kids get exposed to that and they have to fight for their lives. And the thing is because All Might, who is the number one ranked hero in Japan, mm-hmm. is now teaching at UA. So Shigaraki wants to kill him. So that's all this was to kill him. And unbeknownst to them, but beknownst to us, All Might's done. He's only able to be a hero for 3 hours a day. He has a special quirk called One for All.
Yeah.
Which is the ability, which is basically as the, it gives you the ability to transfer your power to another person. Mm-hmm. All Might being the eighth inheritor of this power means that so you're able to transfer and stockpile is what this power allows them.
Okay.
So when the first transferred to the second gained all the strength of the first.
Yeah.
And then added his own to it.
Right.
And then the third did the same, the fourth. So by the time I got to number eight, which is All Might, he was Superman.
Yeah. Okay. Essentially. All right. Makes sense.
He had a fight with his arch rival, who is known as One for All, or All for One.
Okay.
That's his quirk and his villain name, which is the opposite, which is, hey, you have a power. It's mine now.
So he can just steal your shit.
Yeah.
And then you don't have it. It's and just
you don't
gone.
Have it anymore.
Damn, that's fucked up.
And so, and this one's been alive since the first generation, which was 80 years ago.
Goddamn.
So they confirmed that he has a regenerative quirk that allows him to regenerate. Mm-hmm. So that's why he's live.
Okay. That makes sense.
And so he had his final fight with All Might. And All Might killed him. Mm-hmm. But All for One delivered a huge blow to his respiratory system.
Yeah, okay.
And that's why he's only able to be a hero for like 3 hours a day.
Oh, okay.
He's in a scrawny, like deformed form. And he's able to channel All for One to make him back into his muscular form.
Yeah.
And that's when he's able to be a hero.
Right.
So the reason he started teaching at UA is to say, hey, I need to find a fucking successor.
Yeah.
I need to find the ninth. And through a bunch of stuff happens, he finds Midoriya before he even starts teaching at UA.
Okay.
And he said, you know what? You're quirkless. It was cool. His quote unquote best friend, Bakugo, who everybody fucking loves. Like, he's like the Sasuke. Like, all the girls fucking think he's the kid.
Yeah.
My niece, Arane, she fucking, it's her favorite character.
Oh my God. All right.
I bought her so much fucking Bakugo shit, so it's not even funny. And, I mean, his power is fucking cool. He sweats nitro glycerin from his hands. Mm-hmm. So he's able to make explosions.
Yeah.
He gets captured by a villain.
And he's also ginger too, right?
No, he's blonde.
Oh, I thought he had red hair.
That's Kirishima. He's Red Riot. So this villain captures him and he's like, and it's funny because all the heroes are right there. Mm. Mount Lady, I think Death Hands, Kamari, a bunch of fucking heroes are right there. And they're a mixed match for him. Their quirks aren't match compatible to fight this villain, who's a giant fucking ooze. And they're like, there's nothing we can do. We have to just wait until another hero with a better quirk comes and shows up.
Yeah.
Midoriya just happens to walk by and sees that it's Bakugo, who's his childhood friend, but he hates him and bullies the ever-loving shit out of him. And he sees it and he's looking like, oh no, what's going to happen? And he's like, oh no, All Might can't help, because he finds out about All Might because he interacts with him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it's my fault that this villain escaped, because All Might had captured him and Midoriya accidentally locked him loose.
Okay.
And then it's my fault that All Might doesn't have the power to come fight him anymore because I got in the way. And then he sees that Bakugo gives him like the like help me eyes. And he just fucking runs in there to try to save him. They're, I'll mind you, they were heroes, professional heroes who have been trained and they couldn't do anything. And the kid who has no power is fucking 8 years old. He's the one that's fucking runs in there while the heroes are waiting.
And everybody just fucks off and can't even go.
Yeah. And that's when All Might says one of the most iconic lines of the show is, the one thing that all heroes have in common is that when push came to shove, their bodies moved without them realizing.
Yeah.
And that's when he told him, yes, you can be a hero. And he decides to pass on this quirk. And so he takes him on as his protege without telling everybody that he passed on his quirk to him.
Wait, so when All Might passes the quirk, does he still have the power or no? It's gone.
He has what's called the embers.
So he could still turn into the guy.
For a bit, yeah.
But just like minimal.
It's still the same. It's just, say his core gives him 100% power.
Okay.
But he gives the core to Midoriya. He still has the 100% that it originally had. But every time he uses it, he's draining that core.
Oh,
but now
okay.
that the core is no longer there to refill it.
Right. Okay. I got you.
Which is a big theme in the show. Because the more and more he gets fucked up, then the more he uses his powers, his time frame gets down.
Yeah. So then he's just going to die eventually then, right?
No, it's just gonna, the power is going to go away.
Oh, then he just won't be able to do it anymore
yeah.
at some point. Okay.
I'm saying. So anyway, because it's his protege and shit, he's always getting caught up in the shit. So when they attack the school, they all almost, a bunch of them get fucked up. A couple of them almost die. But then All Might shows up, you know, he fucking has a great fight with him and the Nomu. Mm-hmm. Boom. So that's that. And then they consistently are having bad, are getting fucked over because these villains keep interacting with 1A.
Yeah. Okay.
And it keeps building them up saying, oh man, we keep putting in life and death situations.
Yeah.
And then 1B, basically they treat them as rivals, or they treat 1A as rival. And 1A is like, dude, we're fighting for our fucking lives. We don't have time to fucking deal with this petty shit of yours.
Yeah. Yeah.
And 1B is like, oh no, we're going to be the better class because oh, everybody's looking down on us because we're the B class or whatever. Mm. And then there's a scene where they all go to a special training camp.
Uh-huh. Is it in a hot spring?
Yes, actually.
I knew it.
anyway. So the teacher for class B is walking them over to the training ground where 1A is already... 1A is already there. That tells you already the difference of mindsets of their training.
Yeah.
And when the teacher's even telling them, hey, you guys are students. Yeah, they're students too. But they've already fought villains. They have already been in a life-death situation. That's when they came over and they see them pushing their quirks and training. And he goes, you guys need to catch up.
Yeah.
And that's when it's supposed to be the moment where class B realizes, hey, yeah, we're not exactly on equal terms anymore.
Right, yeah.
And so that keeps being built up. Like, they keep referencing this. And so I was watching season 5, and they had a tournament really against, and it was against 1A and 1B.
Yeah.
So in my mind, I'm like, 1A needs to watch this.
Yeah.
Because they've been training. On top of that, they got real world experience. And they've been in life and death situations over and over, and it's literally made them super strong.
Yeah, yeah.
So in my mind, I'm saying, I'm sorry, 1B is, yeah, they're training the best curriculum available. But I'm just saying, in my mind, experience should trump that.
True, you would think.
But in this tournament, it literally goes 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1. I get it for a storytelling mechanism.
Yeah.
But to me, it undermines everything 1A is going through.
That's true, because if these dickheads can beat them and they've done none of that. Just by
training in the exact same course that they're training in, but minus the life, real life experience.
Yeah, it's basically saying experience doesn't mean shit.
Yeah.
It's kind of what it's saying. Which is, yeah, that is a fucking major gripe that I would also have as well. Now, I just wanted to ask, did you get caught up yet to where the movie, that newest movie is?
I believe so, because it's the final season.
Oh, okay. Because I bought the movie. I haven't. We just haven't watched it. I bought it like whatever 4 or 5 months ago when it came out. But mm-hmm. we've been waiting, because I've seen the other two movies with you, mm-hmm. and I enjoyed the movie. Like, I'm not okay. I know people are gonna fucking jump my shit for this, but I'm not. I'm not necessarily into My Hero as an anime of a series. But the movies I enjoy. Like, I tried watching the series and I just couldn't. I don't know. I just can't. Something about it, there's just like some block. I don't know what it is. I can't like get dedicated enough to want to watch the show like on a long-term basis. Mm-hmm. But the movies are great. I can take it in like the small, like in a 90-minute or 2-hour like segment, right? It's great. The characters are great. The stories are great. The action's great. It's fucking great. I just, for some reason, I can't like sit down and get the patience to actually go through the whole fucking show. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Because you're old.
Probably. Because I'm old. Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably
I don't
right.
mean old as an insult, as in you're old physically. Because uh-huh. I'm roughly the same age as you. Just a different millennia.
Yeah, true.
But you don't have that mindset mm-hmm. that an anime fan, an anime nerd has.
Yeah.
In the sense that... how do I say it? So you know how when you go into a movie or a TV show, you're uh-huh. supposed to have what's called you're supposed to suspend your sense of
disbelief, right? Yes. Yeah. I can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that. But I don't think you're able to do it to the level that's needed for anime.
Oh, maybe. Oh, you know what? That kind of makes sense, because that's why if you look at my list of like favorite anime, mm-hmm. most of them are 26 episodes or less. Mm-hmm. And Soul Eater being an exception to that because it's 52. But yeah, the majority of the anime that I like are not. Actually, I think all of the anime that I really like are not multiple seasons, hundreds of episodes. It's like honestly, some of my favorite anime are 12 episodes and done. Mm-hmm. Like Black Blood Brothers is great. I love that. I actually kind of want to watch that one again just to see if I was being fucking stupid back in the day and thinking it was great. But it's 12 fucking episodes. I mean, Black Lagoon's 24 episodes. Well, its original run mm-hmm. was basically two seasons. It was 24 episodes. Each season kind of self-contained, 12 episodes a piece. Fucking stellar. And that could be because of the fact that they don't have the time to go into story and prose and, you know, get in through all that shit, right? It's like they got to boom, boom, hit it and get it. And that's kind of me, where like I like to get in, get out, get my shit done. Here we go. Cool. Like, so it's probably why I can't, like, it's hard for me to get, like, even Overlord. Like, we've done all four seasons of Overlord. And yeah, I enjoyed the show, but man, it was a chore watching the show, because I just can't get that out of my head of like, oh, let's just get on with it already. Like, you know what I'm saying? And not that I'm saying it's a bad thing that they do these things, because I think that Overlord did a great job of telling this story over four seasons thus far, right?
Yeah, that's also adding they cut out so much.
Right, true, yeah. And that's the thing. It has a huge source material to go off of. Mm-hmm. And I think most of the anime, like Last Exile, is another anime that I think is fucking phenomenal. It's only 24 episodes. Samurai 7, same thing. Phenomenal. 26 episodes, I believe.
I don't know, but that does not everything like that. It works though. Like, I know you love fucking Claymore, but me, it was
Claymore's another one, man. That's a great one. I enjoyed it. And you know what?
That's honestly a show that probably would have worked better as a 50 episode series or more, because it needs to be built up more, because I'm expected to believe that the weakest fucking warrior became one of the best in a matter of two episodes.
That's true. It probably could have been, it could have benefited from being maybe a 52 episode fucking, you know, show. But
with shows like My Hero, you're cheating yourself out of character development. Mm-hmm. You're cheating yourself out of, like, what's the word? Like, now, when I caught up to season 5 and 6.
Yeah.
And they finally show the professor or the doctor without him being in shadows and shit. Mm-hmm. It came all the way back to the first episode of the fucking series.
Mm, yeah.
In a way, I'm like, oh my God, that's fucking clever. And it's like the Naruto versus Sasuke fight.
Yeah.
If you didn't watch all the episodes leading up to it, it's just a whatever fight.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's just...
But if you went through the long haul, went through everything, I think the guys at Blind Way said it, Eric from Blind Way said it best. I felt like I earned that fight, enjoying that fight.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. You're earning these great moments. Because I can show you the All Might versus All For One fight, and it's going to mean nothing to you.
Right, yeah.
But literally, anyone that's in the fan, it's one of the greatest fucking moments in anime history. And yeah, you get that shit with the short ones, but there's something about the build up to it. And it's like, in a 12 series episode, you can build up like they did with Jormungandr is probably the best example of this.
Yeah.
When the kid turned on her, when she revealed that her plan was to take over all the planes and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
And crash them. He just turned on her. The entire series was all about how he was just had no emotions, didn't give a shit.
Right, yeah.
And then all of a sudden he has emotions?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he has an opinion about mass murder when he just committed mass murder the day before.
That's true. Jormungandr, another great show that I enjoyed.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, you lose shit when you can't expand. But don't get me wrong, I get the idea of, like, I don't need 12 episodes to find out that the One Piece isn't on this fucking island.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know. For me, because my favorite shows are like Naruto, Bleach. They're not mini series, and I'm like, my top 10 are mostly full-fledged
right.
series.
Giant, like,
I want to say giant.
I mean, but like, compared to what I enjoy, hundreds of episodes. There's probably 3 fucking anime on my list that have over 100 episodes of anime that I really enjoy. Obviously, Naruto is one of them. You got me into fucking Naruto, like dragging me kicking and screaming into liking Naruto. And I will admit, I enjoy fucking Naruto. I will say, I love the Naruto movies. I don't own every single Naruto season. I own every single Naruto movie ever fucking made. And I love every single one of them. And
some of them are bad, man.
I don't care. I like all of them. All those ones when it was the original before Shippuden, those 3 that they did, I loved every single one of them. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. I love those 3 fucking movies.
I'm not even talking about those. I'm talking about Shippuden. There's some bad
sure.
ones.
Okay, maybe, God damn it. I can't remember the name off the top of my head. I don't know, I'm drawing a blank. But yeah, okay, you're right. Maybe there are, because there was like 8 fucking Shippuden movies. Maybe they didn't need to make 8. But the 3 that they made for the original regular Naruto, great movies. Even same thing with Dragon Ball. Okay,
those 3 felt more like OVAs than they felt like movies.
Yeah, I guess you're probably right. Maybe that's why they were great or why they were so good. And again, so like in my top 10 or whatever, even probably even 20, you got Bleach, Naruto, and Dragon Ball. And I count Dragon Ball as Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z. I'm just counting that as one fucking thing, right? And those are the 3 series that have episodes in the hundreds, right? Or some of them even thousands, right?
Won't touch One Piece, huh?
I will say.
You've been watching the Netflix one?
Yes, it's a blasphemy. Okay, I agree with everybody who's going to shit on me for this. It is a blasphemy that I haven't watched One Piece the series, but guess what? I watched the fucking Netflix version first, and God damn it, if they didn't get me hooked in 12 fucking episodes, or no, was there 8 or 12 episodes?
I haven't watched it.
Whatever the number is that they...
Not that I don't want to, it's just that I haven't seen... I'm in the opposite opinion. I haven't seen the series enough to want to watch that.
I didn't even give a shit. I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to watch it. And I will say, greatest move I ever made, because in 8 or 12 episodes, they got me invested in what would have taken, I believe it goes up to season 3.5 is that first season of the Netflix show. It goes from season 1 to season 2 to, I think, 3.5. I know it's not just one season. It's like multiple seasons that they cover. And I think that's like 70 fucking episodes of shit or something to that effect, or 50 at least.
But to be fair, on One Piece aside, it's the one that has the least amount of fillers.
Which is also insane that they have over 1,000 fucking episodes and minimal filler. Naruto, yes. Naruto's got over 1,000 episodes, and it also has over 1,000 fucking fillers. There's a shit ton in Naruto. And sure, some fillers in Naruto are better than others. Some of them are hot garbage. Some of them are fucking good. But either way, Naruto is Naruto. And I enjoy it. Just like with Bleach, I enjoy Bleach. I enjoy the Dragon Ball universe.
Like I was trying to tell you what I told you earlier, like saying that a show doesn't need to be extended more than it needs to be.
That's true.
I think Boruto was the example of that.
So they should have just let Naruto die, right?
I'm agreeing with that as well, but I'm talking about Boruto itself when the show is longer than it needs to be.
Oh, the actual show Boruto. Okay, yeah. I got you.
So remember I sent you the whole thing where that the 22nd episode, the 22nd issue of the manga was covered in the anime in episode 183.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Just to show how it's like 80% filler at this point, if I remember correctly, which is why I'm only reading it in manga form right now.
Hmm, I got you. And you, I mean, do you think
I had to stop because I hate this fucking kid so fucking much.
Do you think you'll ever actually watch the show?
I still haven't watched the movie that's supposed to lead into the show.
Oh, because it's like Naruto, Boruto next or something.
Naruto the Last or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Supposed to be like the last movie for Naruto.
The last Shippuden movie, yeah.
Well, it's not even, they don't even call it Shippuden because it's past the Shippuden arcs.
Oh, I got you.
That's why it's called The Last or some shit. Or no. That was the one that was the official end of Naruto because it was the... it's when he marries Hinata, becomes the Hokage.
Yeah.
And it even ends with him taking off his headband and giving it to Boruto.
Hmm.
But there's a movie, I think it's called Boruto the Next Generation.
Oh, okay. I think you're right.
And that's, but everybody says, yeah, it's called that, but the movie's mostly about Naruto and Sasuke.
Man, you know what? Maybe we should watch that and do like a special fucking review episode on here of it. Cause I haven't seen that one either.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be interesting to maybe watch that and just see.
Maybe.
But anyways, the fuck was I on about?
We're talking about length.
Oh yeah, and again, I don't knock any anime for being, for lack of a better term, long winded. I guess because there's nothing wrong with it.
I don't think you're. What's the word? Especially now,
mm-hmm.
I think your problem is you're not turning off.
Mm.
You literally turning. Let's see. Yeah, you're not turning off. You're not shutting yourself off. You're not doing the guy thing where you could just think about nothing.
Yeah.
You're just on now. And you're not able to shut off the part of your brain, or you're not able to stop thinking. So when you have a show like Naruto or whatever,
yeah,
that's going to take you months to finish.
Right.
Your brain that just says, oh man, I'm going to enjoy this, can't do that because the part of your brain is saying, I'm wasting time, or I can't do this, oh, there's something else I need to do, is overtaking everything. And since this as well,
mm-hmm.
I've seen that too, because you can't shut off your brain anymore to enjoy video games. You can't shut off your brain anymore to enjoy anime anymore.
Yeah,
you can't shut off your brain to enjoy anything really that isn't part of your core self already.
Yeah.
So I think that's the issue you're running into when you're coming to these big long ones, because before you're able to do them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's how I was able to do Bleach. That's how I was able to do Naruto. That's how I was able to do, you know, not One Piece, but, you know, the other ones that were of long length, I guess.
But now that you're entering your fourth millennium, it's just...
That's true.
I don't think you're able to fucking relax anymore.
Yeah. That's true.
I mean, not that you're not able to relax. I don't think you're able to sit down and relax anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
And so therefore, you're no longer able to, what's the word, underanalyze something?
Oh, I guess that's true.
So like back to my original point where you're able to suspend your, what's it called again?
Oh yeah, suspend your disbelief.
Yeah. You're able to do it, but not to the point where you're able to get enthralled, just to the point where you're able to say, I understand that I'm watching an anime.
Yeah. Right.
Which is, I think, why you're not enjoying stuff anymore.
Maybe.
This stuff.
Yeah. I very well could be. It'd be interesting to see, like, to go and watch something again that would be, like, a 12 episode, like, something older that I know that I like and see what, you know.
I wonder if you can watch Gurren Lagann.
I mean, watch the movies.
That was the movies.
Oh, the full series?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's 26 episodes. I think I could fucking probably do that. I think that's my limit. Like, I think with the series, I don't know if I can do 52 anymore. I feel like, well, again, I'm proving that wrong by actually watching. I watched all of Overlord. I'm going to be watching fucking the rest of JJK, which is what? In the 50s of number of episodes that are out, right? Because I think there's 26 per season and there's two seasons. So
and a movie.
50 and the movie. So 52 plus a movie. So, I mean, I can do it. But again, like with Overlord, like I almost don't like it because it's too long. Same thing with Jujutsu Kaisen. Right now, I'm like, I'm only thinking about, okay, cool. Like there's parts of this that are cool and I get it. But like you said, I haven't gotten there yet. I haven't gotten to the payoff of the major thing that happens in episode 20, you know, four or
whatever. Yeah, and the Shibuya arc is the playoff for JJK right now.
Yeah.
Well, and no,
I'm not.
The payoff in season one, which you're still on, right?
Right. Yeah. I've only watched the first. I started watching the second half of season one. So I'm watching, like, I think I'm on episode like 17 or 18, I think, right now. Mm-hmm. And then probably the next episode we're going to do after this would likely be season one, part two, disc 397, mm-hmm. You know, whatever the fuck we're going to name it, something ridiculous. So, because we're doing it 12, and that's, fuck, man, you are probably right, because that's why we're doing this 12 episodes at a time. That's why, like, because Overlord, the seasons were 12 episodes or 13 episodes. So that's probably why we're doing this. Because like JJK, when they're 26 episodes, I can't watch 26 episodes straight. I got to fucking break this shit up. So
I literally just binged three seasons of fucking My Hero. It was not a problem for me.
I know.
My problem was I had to go to work. That was my problem with it.
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I can't sit down and fucking do it. Like, that's the problem with me. Like, mm-hmm. I can't do it. I got to fucking break it up into shorter spurts because that's like how my brain's wired now, I guess. I don't know. But either way, I mean, I'm still going to watch them. But like you said, yeah, maybe you're right. I just can't turn off that portion of my brain to like, oh, just enjoy this, mm-hmm. You know, which is probably why I have gripes about things. Unless you get me done in 12 episodes, then cool. Then I can analyze it as a thing. Also, I'm kind of stupid, too. So like, you know, taking something over the course of 50 episodes, that's a lot of information to fucking take in. So if you can give me a similar amount of information and just compress it to 12 episodes, yes, I'm probably not getting the most bang for my buck, I guess you could say, in terms of like payoff of the over the whole story, because you just can't fit that much in 12 episodes. It's just mm-hmm. not possible. But that's, I think, where I need narratives that are designed to be, yes, this is going to be 12 episodes or 26 episodes or whatever, and then that's it. It's over. It's done. You don't got to worry about it anymore. Or like with My Hero, I think that's why I can't get into My Hero, because it's like I know that there's just so much shit to get behind. Like, I'm so far behind.
I mean, it's only six seasons.
It's only six seasons.
I did a season and a half in a day, dude.
There's what? How many episodes are in a season with this? Is it 12 or 26?
Somewhere in between.
So, fuck. I mean, but like I said, that's, well, you know.
But like, you're literally reading comic books right now with Adam, and this is literally a love letter to comic books from a Japanese mind.
I
know. Mind.
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I can do the comics because, like, I literally have to spend 5 to 7 minutes reading an issue or 2 issues per week. So that's 14 minutes I got to spend. 14 to fucking 18 minutes reading 2 comic books, which I can fucking do that. I can parse that up. Whereas My Hero is 6 seasons. I feel like if they're more than 12, if it's like JJK, it's going to be season one, part two, season one, part one. And then that's going to take me 2 weeks to fucking watch the whole first season.
So there's eight seasons.
There's eight seasons. All right.
But one of them is like for the movies and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, My Hero Academia. So there's seven seasons right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's 26 episodes.
Okay. So that's going to end up being like, well, you know what? I mean, listen, I'm down to watch it and give it another shot just because of the fact that I know how much you love My Hero, and fuck, you could talk about that for fucking days and probably explain to me the shit in an episode of doing a review of it that I'm not understanding or don't have like the grasp of.
To contradict myself from last week.
Uh-huh.
If I was to say there's going to be the next Gen 3,
yeah,
it'd be my Hero, Demon Slayer, and probably JJK for me.
Yeah.
If I had to pick a next Gen 3.
Yeah.
Which is not the big three, just the next generation 3.
Yeah.
Which that is something that can be
maybe
circulated.
Yeah.
But the big three is there was that guy that commented on that post on the thing.
Yeah.
Where he's talking about like, he was talking about how JJK, Demon Slayer, and My Hero are doing the same milestones that the big three did. But my whole thing is still, there's still no big guy in this. Like there was for the big three, an example to Dragon Ball Z.
Right, yeah.
The only big guy in the big three that the new big three can take care of is One Piece itself. Which, yeah, One Piece is great, but it's not the juggernaut that Dragon Ball Z was.
That's true.
And honestly, probably never will be. That's what I'm saying. Like, the big three are their own thing. And fucking the corona new weebs.
Mm-hmm.
Keep wanting to say
the Rona weebs.
Yeah. Keep wanting to say that it should be the big four with Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z is its own fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like I said in the last episode, Kishimoto could die and I'll be sad. Tito Kiba can die and I'll be sad. Oda can die. And I don't give a shit because I don't know. I don't do his work. So I don't know anything about One Piece.
Yeah.
But I'll probably be sad because it's still a figurehead of the anime community. Yeah. They're not going to devastate the world if they die.
Right.
I mean, not like Akira Toriyama did.
Yeah. We will not likely do an entire episode dedicated to. Well,
we said it was dedicated, but we didn't even talk about him.
Well, we talked about his works.
A little bit. And then we just went on to doing the anime intros.
Yeah, true.
Which we probably might have to do then.
What? Do an actual episode dedicated to just him? I mean, that's what I'm saying. We're likely not going to do that for any of those guys.
I might for Kishimoto, but I'm probably going to die before he does.
Yeah, probably. You're probably right about that. But yeah, I do hate that there's people that jump in because of whatever, and then they want to be the experts now. And it's like, hey, I know I just got into this, but I had 12 months where I didn't have, or 18 months where I didn't have to do anything. And I had all this time on my hands.
They didn't have to work for watching anime. They didn't have to work for those scenes.
Yeah. Well, and this is going to sound like the boomer shit, but like they didn't have to go on the internet and find a place where you could either illegally download it or you had to pay out the ass to get it, to see this shit.
$39.99 for a even for a fucking season, for a volume one of the season.
Yeah, that's like, you'd get like, I mean, Bleach started and Naruto both started fucking doing this hard.
But to be fair, at least with Naruto, if you bought that, it came with a headband or it came with a fucking toy.
Yeah, you got shit with it, which was cool. Or like, it'd be three discs. You'd get four episodes per disc, so you'd get 12 episodes. Bleach was the same way. Bleach started out where you got the whole 26 fucking episodes.
Take a break.
All right, we'll pause it. All right, we'll pause it. I got to get another drink anyway. All right, stand by.
Sure.
All right, anyway, so we're back.
Yeah.
You were saying?
I don't remember.
We were talking about not earning it. The anime fans, the, as we're calling them, the Rona weebs, not fucking earning it. And having to literally pay up the ass for that. Because it was 12. Yeah, they start. That's what I was saying. I was saying about Bleach and like Naruto, where it used to be. The first season of Bleach, I have 26 episodes. I got the whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. Second season, 26. I think 1 through 4, 26 episodes, right? Then all of a sudden, season 5, they started going, season 5, part 1, and you only got 12. And then you got part two, which was then 12. And then they even started fucking about even further, going breaking it into like four parts where you only get like six episodes per thing. And like I said, Naruto did the same shit. And that's, again, I know because at the time, A, there was a good intent behind it because they were trying to get it out to us faster because we were getting it a lot sooner than we would have had the opportunity to. However, we were... They didn't like lower the price. It was $44.99.
Well, remember too though, because remember back then at least, I don't know if it still is the thing today. Mm-hmm. That Japan was charging out the ass for the exportation price for Funimation to get the rights to dub something or right. Whoever to dub it.
So it would be literally years after an anime would come out in Japan. It would be 2-3 sometimes even 4 years before we'd get an English dub of it here in America.
Because, yeah, it'll probably take Funimation to be like, hey, yeah, I know this anime is hot, but we still haven't made our money back from the last anime we dubbed, so we have to wait. Is that how it is nowadays where...
Oh, they're doing simul dubs.
Dude, Kaiju number 8 is a perfect simul dub. Or not simul, not Kaiju number 8, Remonster. Mm-hmm. Literally, the new episode came out, I think, yesterday, and it came out with both the English and the Japanese dub.
That's smart. That's the way I would do it.
It's hard. From what I understand, it's fucking hard.
Yeah.
Because basically, the voice actors have to be on call. Where in Japan, I want to release it now. So, hey, actors, you don't have a say in this. So, this is going to be the next four episodes. You know, and over here, we have workers' rights and stuff, labor laws. So
yeah, true.
We can't do that shit here.
True.
So, there was a... I've said it before and I'll say this again. Funimation kept anime alive in the legal sense.
Yeah, they were really the only one of the major ones doing it. Because mm-hmm. every anime, I mean, fuck, Desert Punk is another fucking great anime. Oh, sorry,
finish my point before we go on to fucking Desert Punk. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the legal side of anime watching, Funimation is probably the thing that kept it alive. On the other side of it, which is funny, I would have to say it's like Crunchyroll.
Yeah, the illegal streaming site.
When it was the illegal streaming site.
Yeah.
And I say in Crunchyroll not as in it was the only site that was doing it, as in all those sites that were doing it. Anime 123, Anime 1.
Kiss Anime.
Kiss Anime. I can say all these because they've already been shut down.
Yeah.
But think about it. Crunchyroll was an illegal streaming site. They got so big that I realized, you know what? Let's just become a legit streaming site. And then even then, when they became a legit streaming site, they cut out the middleman with the fucking... Because they weren't producing DVDs. They weren't doing all...
Right.
All they were saying, hey, let us stream your Japanese versions. And we'll just dub them.
Yeah.
In which I think that is what saved... What kept anime... Those two companies kept anime alive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In that sense. And now they're one of the same.
Yeah.
Which is supposed to add in understanding, but...
Right.
So, yeah. I'm saying this because with the Corona Weebs, I'm not saying this as in I don't like...
Call them the Rona Weebs because Corona Weebs make it seems like we're part of that because we're, you know...
Whatever. Whatever.
I'm just saying, this is the road. Let's clarify.
Josh, whatever.
All right, whatever.
But I'm not saying that I don't like the fact that there's the Rona Reeves coming into this.
Yeah.
Because for me, anime, the more the merrier.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's just that undeserved sense of entitlement that comes with this new generation.
Right.
Of the Rona Reeves.
Yeah.
And... We're this close. Like we talked about it a while back where I believe that anime is going to be the thing to replace comic book movies.
Yeah.
They're already dying, so.
Right.
So I think it might be the next thing up in the zeitgeist.
Well, a perfect example of that, just look at 10 years ago. 10, 15 years ago, there were no anime movies in theaters. You couldn't fucking go watch an anime
movie. Unless it was Dragon Ball Z.
Right, that was it. But there was nothing. No anime movies were in theaters. And now all of a sudden, I can go to my local theater and fucking watch multitudes of anime movies?
Fucking that one over there at Kohaku. That was called the Kordian or the...
No, Krikorian was the one on Dos Lagos. Yeah, back when it was Krikorian, that's all they used to play.
Remember, it was a special event. Like, Krikorian, special events. The whatever anime movie.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't... But now this is part of the regular show timings.
Oh yeah, they're like, hey, when's the next anime movie coming out? Let's go watch it. Which is crazy to think, like, just even 10, 15 years ago, you couldn't see this shit. It was only,
oh thank God,
in Japan. What? Why you hot?
Yeah.
No.
It's true.
Which is crazy.
Fuck, remember when we had to plan ahead for the Yu-Gi-Oh! 3D movie?
Oh yeah.
Like, it was some kind of, like, major event?
It was, because we had to make sure that we had to stay up and buy the tickets when they came out. Because there was only, like, two showings. That was it. It was on a Wednesday. There was two showings on a Wednesday.
And then it was leaving. Then it was
that. And that was it. They just did two showings. And we were like, fuck, man, we got to get tickets. And guess what? We got tickets. And the showing we were at, if I remember right, was pretty packed. There was a lot of people.
It was
in
Riverside too.
Yeah, it was in Riverside, and we were
like,
just.
It wasn't even a local. It wasn't even the big one in Riverside at the time. It was some like fucking like
some bullshit ass theater. We had to go to some fucking other town and go see it.
And it wasn't even the big theater of that town. It was like a.
It was like some local offshoot. Owned one. Yeah, it was like a local bullshit theater. It wasn't like Regal or fucking AMC. It was just some shit ass named fucking theater that we went to.
But didn't Regal go by? Wasn't Regal like only part of the name? Wasn't it used to be like Crown Royal Regal or something like that?
I feel like it was something like that, but I don't remember, to be perfectly honest.
Whatever.
But anyways, that, like what you're saying though, that sense of entitlement is not, it's not warranted.
And it's not helpful.
It's definitely not helpful at all.
To be at the same time, the gatekeeping from the OGs is also not helpful.
You know, I will say that too. And like what we're saying is, I think we're both on the same page with this, is that we're not trying to gatekeep anybody. We want, like you said, the more the merrier. But if you're going to be part of that more the merrier crowd and you're just coming on board, don't tell me why all the shit I love sucks because of this, this, and this.
The biggest thing that's going on right now with these fucking new generation people is everyone's looking, loving making these videos of all these new characters that can beat Goku.
Fuck out of here. The fuck out of here.
And I'm like, maybe you're right, maybe you're wrong, but you're not doing this to prove a point. You're just doing this to upset to accept the OGs, the older people.
Yeah. Assholes.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, it's great. It's great to have a discourse to talk about these things, because it is so much fun to sit here and say, what if Goku fought Midoriya? Or what if he fought All Might?
Mm-hmm.
How would that turn out? That would be a cool conversation.
There wouldn't be nothing left of All Might.
Sure. But I mean, still, either way, that would be just a fun conversation to have. Just like if you pick A character and B character and throw them together, right?
Mm-hmm.
That would be just, that's a fun conversation that we get to have. That's
the whole concept of death battle.
Yeah, it's like fantasy football for anime, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fun. It's cool to talk about. But don't shit on me because I think something's better than you think it is, or you think something's better than I think it is. Star Wars had the same problem. Same fucking problem with when Disney bought it and all these new assholes came on board with the new sequel trilogy. Everybody was a fucking expert. Mm-hmm. Bitch, you don't know. You don't know shit about shit. And you should just at least...
As a child, having to sneak into the adult section of the library just to read the Star Wars comics that were rated M.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah, you don't know. You don't know shit about shit. You think you've read some Wikipedia... You read a couple Wikipedias. Whoop-de-fucking-do. You don't know shit about shit. So just keep it to yourself. Same thing with the anime fan. The new Rona weebs and even... Further on to that, even after the fact, you know, new people coming in, it's like, hey, cool, welcome. Welcome to the club. But don't tell me I'm an asshole because I like The Last Exile, or because I like El Cazador de la Bruja, or because I like Coyote Ragtime Show, or even because I like Claymore. You can just get fucked because you don't fucking know. Those animes were from literally 20 fucking years ago. All right. These animes probably came out before you were alive. All right. Let's just be real.
Mm-hmm.
These animes, I watched these animes and paid an exorbitant amount of money to have them sent, or not sent, but to buy them on the internet so I could have the legal copies to see it in full. Well, at the time, HD was 1080p. Jesus Christ.
No,
just,
was it?
Just, what was it, 720, right?
HD wasn't a thing.
Well, 420p was the original HD. You remember that?
Yeah, that way we were standard definition.
Moonlight Mile, that's another fucking great anime. For those of you fucktards that are out there that don't know, if you want to really dig deep into fucking anime, go watch Moonlight Mile. It's a great fucking show. Great fucking show. You probably won't get it, but it's a great fucking show. You're going to look at it and go, the animation, it just looks like they hand drew it. Yeah, they did.
No.
What?
No.
Yeah, what?
You don't get to talk about animation. Mm-hmm. You don't get
to
talk about
it. I just don't like the 3D, the new 3D shit. I don't like it. I don't like that weird shit. Some of it's bad. Some of it's bad. Okay, I don't like it.
You can't give them shit for saying that if you give them shit about another animation style.
But I know that's what they're going to say. I don't like it. The voice acting is blah. Hey, you know what's funny? Most of those assholes.
Dude, English voice acting back in the day, oh my God, was so fucking bad.
So some of it was bad, but you know what? There was a lot of it that was really fucking good.
Not really, no.
Yeah, there was.
No.
Maybe in the early 2000s. In the early 2000s.
80s to 90s to 2000s.
Yeah, it was all horrible.
Shit.
But from like 2003 on, that's when they started getting legitimate serious voice actors for the English dubs. And again, they were good, sure. Maybe they weren't as good as the Japanese because
what it was is the generation that grew up watching anime, the old animes.
Yeah, they became adults.
The voice actors.
And became voice actors, yeah.
And gave it the respect it was due. Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah. So that's when in the early 2000s when it started to turn around for voice acting in English.
There were holdouts. There were others. Yeah. There were shows that had good voice acting. It's just few and far apart.
It was few and far between.
Which is why there's a huge debate between subs and dub.
Yeah.
Because if you wanted to watch it as high quality, you had to watch it subbed.
Right.
Sure, nowadays the voice acting's gotten to a point where it's no longer bearable. It's fucking good.
It's great. Yeah, some of it's great.
I still hold out that the Japanese versions will be better. Because what's the word? The show was made with that in mind. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, huh?
Yeah, there's some shit that just don't translate.
Not just that, but the whole show, the way the show works, is based around the way the voice works. So you'll see frame rates drop because in editing, you had to make the lip sync.
Yeah.
So you'll see frame wraps drop just to make it work.
Right.
You'll see shit like that. Like little things like that that have to be made. Little concessions that have to be made to make it work. And it's funny, you see this on the other side too, where the Japanese, when they talk about watching Disney movies and stuff like that, they say that they watch it in the English version because the acting is better, it makes more sense, and it flows right.
Right, yeah. It only makes sense.
Yes. So that's for me when I said the dub and sub argument is whatever, I understand it. Yes, the sub is going to always be the higher quality one.
Yeah.
But the dub, sometimes I need something to play in the background.
True, and I can't just listen to Japanese people talk in the background because I have no idea.
I have a buddy that I used to work with that literally learned how to speak Japanese just by watching anime.
That's pretty good. Yeah. See, I'm not smart enough for that. I'm too dumb for that. I also can't. I just can't do more than one thing at a time. So,
well, reading, it's funny you say that. In the last season of My Hero Academia, they were interning under Endeavor, and he was telling them, you got to learn how to, because there's a scene where he's walking them from the train station once they got to a city, and he's walking them to his thing, and he's just talking to them or whatever, whatever, and then he just says, well, you better learn how to keep up, then, and then he just takes off, and they're like, what the fuck, and they manage, because they're fast, they manage to keep up with them, but this is when they find out that the secret behind Endeavor always able being there before the cops even show up. Mm-hmm. No matter where it is, he's always the first one to show up. He's always knowing. It's like he has a sixth sense.
Yeah.
And I guess he called it parallel processing.
Uh-huh.
What's up?
No, nothing. My shit was dinging. The front yard camera.
Did you ever get your new screen?
Huh?
Did you ever get your new
screen? Oh, yeah. No, I've had it for a while.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Oh, trust me. After you said that, that's when it started bothering me. And I was like, Jesus Christ, I need to get a new fucking screen protector. God damn it. Anyways, go ahead.
Again, not to shit on Apple, but that's why I like the circular design over the square. The cases for it are way more protective.
Well, no. Well, maybe, but...
Well, look at yours. It's flat.
Yeah, it's flat.
Look, not only is the case protective, but if I take the case off, the spinning ring mm-hmm. is also protective.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, like for me, like this covers the entire watch, right? So this does the job. It cracked the screen protector and the screen was fine. Flawless. I mean,
but that's the downfall of Apple. Not the downfall. That's the downside of Apple is that the screens just are notorious for just cracking for any reason.
Yeah, which is why I have screen protectors on everything I have. And I have never, I'll tell you this, in the many years, okay, I've only had this watch maybe like, I don't know, when did I get it? Like last in January. So it's only been like 6 or 7 months that I've had a watch. Never cracked the screen. My iPhone, I've had an iPhone for probably what, 4 years now? Maybe five?
You've cracked every generation you've had.
No, I've never actually broken a screen.
I've had you.
Not on this phone. Not on an iPhone. Yes, I've cracked the screen protectors. I've never cracked a screen. That's not true.
You've had to replace your phones because of the screen protection.
No, not because of the screen being cracked. No,
remember, I was making fun of you for it because I said, what would you do? You looked at it wrong?
Oh, no. You know what? You're right. There was one when we were moving into the house. There was one phone that I cracked the screen, and it was because
you looked at it funny.
I think I didn't have the screen protector on, and I fucking dropped it face down while I was pushing the thing, and I ran it over with the cart that had all the shit, and it just shattered the screen. That's the one screen that I've had break, and I didn't have a screen protector on it, so that was my fault. I feel like if I would have had a screen protector on it, it would have been fine.
Not really, because most of these screen protectors are just gimmicks.
Maybe. They were.
What's his name? Rig Everything or whatever his name was?
Yeah.
He does hardness tests on shit like that, and he found that most screen protectors are actually weaker than the phone screen.
Yeah, but it takes the initial shock, though.
Yeah, but that's why with iPhones, you have a lot of bleed-through damage.
Like I said, since I've had this screen protector on, I've never had bleed-through damage. Not once. I've cracked screen protectors, never had bleed-through damage.
Because you never cracked it.
You know why? Why the screen originally cracked on that phone that I had? Because I didn't have it in an OtterBox case. That's why. Mm-hmm. That's why. Every phone I've had an OtterBox case in, I've never had a problem. So I've said to this day, I will never not have an OtterBox case. Like every single time, it's going to be the OtterBox Defender.
That's the same thing for me.
Top level.
I don't like the Defender, dude. I hate the Defender series.
I love it. It's so great.
It fucking fails. It fucking, what's the word? Separates like within months.
Oh, I've had this one for, I don't know, however long. It's great.
It was to fucking replace the outer thing.
Yeah, right? That little outer thing. But see, that's the thing. I have to replace the outer thing like maybe once every 18 months. And then I just buy a whole new case.
That's why I love this new series, man.
Which one is it? The
LX.
I don't know. I feel like it's not as protective. I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy.
Really, Tom, it just came out like 3 months ago when I got this
phone. I know. That's what I'm saying. I feel like
it's not even available on your phone.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's not. I don't feel like it's as
protective. How can you say that? If you can't even see
it. Just because I can look at how it covers your phone. And I feel like if they made one for iPhone, it would be the same.
There's very little difference in our phones.
I don't know. I definitely don't like it.
The only difference is this one has a soft core shell.
Well, anyways.
And it's not a fucking ugly ass back like yours.
What do you mean? That's cool. It's just the, what is it? Real camo or whatever it's called?
Make sure you get your Duck Dynasty whistles with that phone.
Yeah, it came with Duck Dynasty whistles, by the way. And it came with the fucking DUI and everything. So, anyways. Anime. What the fuck were we talking about?
Something about you being wrong?
No, I was right. I think I was saying I was right, actually. I think you were saying, hey, you're right, actually, Josh. And you know what? I'm glad to be friends with you. I think that's what you were saying. As a matter of fact. Friends. We are now.
We were acquaintances at barely.
Mm-hmm. Barely. At barely, we were
acquaintances. Now we're just business partners.
Oh, that's all we are now? Yeah. That's it?
You're my best friend's partner.
Oh, so you're best friends with Katie? God damn it.
I told you she's going to be my best man.
Yeah, you're right. You did say that on the Game Rage Movies and TV podcast. Anyways.
You just don't. You don't miss a chance to shill, do you?
Fuck no, I don't. Why would I?
It feels cheap sometimes.
Sometimes, but not all the time.
Most of the times.
But not all the time.
With you, it is.
Not all the time. Anyways, what were we on about the fucking, the Rona Weebs? Next gen. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like you said, I I don't think there's probably going to ever be another big three like it was. There'll be something that's a modern equivalent of it, but it's not the same thing. I don't think that it's just like the with wrestling. There's never going to be an Attitude Era again, or whatever that was you want to call it, between WCW and wrestling.
Unless AEW get its head out of its ass.
Yeah, they won't. But that's what I'm saying. There'll never be that again. It just won't happen. Same thing with like the big three. It just won't happen again. There's just no way.
I think it can happen, but there's got to be a juggernaut.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think there's going to be a juggernaut.
I don't think there's going to ever be another Dragon Ball Z.
I don't think there is either. That's why I'm saying I think I kind of agree with you that there's never going to be another one. Because you can't. You know what I'm saying? They just won't.
Like I said, I guess people Tracy was like, okay, let's do the new Gen 3. Mm-hmm. Which, okay, I get. And if I had to pick them, right now, as it sits right now, it's going to be My Hero, Demon Slayer, and
JJK.
JJK, but I don't know, man. There's some other good shit out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of good shit out there.
None of which you refuse to watch.
I don't refuse to watch it.
I had a fucking...
Yeah, I know. You had to force me to watch all these things. What's the next one I got to watch? Slime? That's the next one you want me to watch?
I honestly don't think I'm going to make you watch anymore.
Why?
Every time you do them, man, you're like, all right, so Overlord. Oh, God.
Well, Overlord was different, I guess. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Overlord was the one I thought was going to make you like him. But since that didn't, I don't think anything's going to make you like it. You're not liking JJK. You're not liking Overlord. I don't think I can get you back in.
Solo Leveling was fucking great. 12 episodes.
That wasn't even an anime. That was a Korean show.
I enjoyed it. It was fucking great.
But I'm trying to get you back into anime here.
I mean, you know. Well, I don't know. Find me something that's only 12 episodes. Is there any show that you like right now that's a current one that was only 12 episodes out?
A bunch, but you won't watch them.
What are they?
They're all isekais.
God, I hate isekai. Well, fuck it. What's the best one? Give me the best one that's 12 episodes. And then that's a great experiment. I watched a fucking 50-something episodes or more, whatever, however Overlord was, of that isekai. So now, let's do a 12-episode one and see what I think.
There's nothing I can think of that you'll like.
I don't care. Give me what you think is the best one.
All the ones that are 12 episodes are the ones that are the reasons you hate isekai.
Fuck it. Give me the best one you got.
There is no best one because I know you're not going to like
them. No. Give me what you think is the best one.
All the isekais that I love and like am dedicated to are the ones you're not liking.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter though. I think that the length is the problem. I think that's the issue. I don't think it's the content. I think it's the length. So give me what you think is the best anime you have right now. That's a modern one. That's 12 episodes.
There's none of the 12 ones that I'm watching that I can say I like. They're literally just there for me to fucking pass time.
All right. So if you don't even like them, then I guess there's no point in that sense. Is there any anime that's like been come out within the last, like, let's say 5 years that only has 12 episodes or maybe 24 or 26?
That are good? No. There's been a... Okay, what's the word? There's the saturation isekai, and there's the good ones.
Well, it doesn't even have to be isekai. It could just be something
I'm just talking different. In general, in anime, too.
Okay.
Now that everyone around the world is getting super popular now, there's people who are just trying to flood the market now.
Oh, so they're just putting shit out?
Yes. Why do you think they're fucking letting people that do fucking hentai make anime now?
I guess that makes sense. That's a very good point. You know, it's another great anime that was only 12 episodes.
What?
I'm surprised you haven't said anything about Angel Beats. So good. So good. So good.
You like being mediocre.
Oh, that's so great, man. You're wrong. I cried. That anime made me cry when I first watched it. All right.
No, didn't you?
Well, it made me do whatever my dickhead equivalent is of crying. Oh, so good. I'd probably cry again if I watched it now. You'd probably cry on a second go through.
I can't come up with an anime right now.
All right, well, whatever. We'll table that for later. anyway, you were saying about the Rona weebs and fuck them, right?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, just fuck their opinions.
Yeah. True. Indeed. What else you got?
Sorry, just got this shit in my head now. I'm just trying to fucking think.
Oh, now it's a challenge. Now you got to fucking figure out what it is. That's between 12 and 26 episodes or thereabouts.
Okay, I'll give you one then.
All right, what do you got?
Mob Psycho.
Mob Psycho? And there's only 12 episodes to 24 episodes?
No, there's only 12 episodes, but there's 3 seasons in a movie.
Mob Psycho 100?
Yep.
That came out in 2012?
Well, the last one came out recently.
Is there a new one?
Yeah, Mob Psycho 103.
Okay, so I got to watch Mob Psycho 100 or Mob Psycho 103?
The show's called Mob Psycho 100.
Okay.
Mob Psycho 102. Mob Psycho 103.
Oh, those are the seasons?
Yes.
Oh, so I just got to watch Mob Psycho 100 then?
Mm-hmm.
One volume. How many episodes? Oh, no, that's the manga. 12 episodes. Okay, all right. Mob Psycho 100. 12 episodes. Aired January 2018. Okay, cool. All right, that's doable. Anime television series. Oh, no, wait. This is a television drama. Oh, okay. I get you. All right. Yeah, fuck it. I'll check this one out. Mob Psycho 100. All right. Interesting.
Okay.
Anyway. All right. So, yeah, what else you got?
We're out of time.
We're at 1 hour and 6 minutes.
I think that's good enough.
You think it's good enough?
Yeah.
All right. Any final thoughts or final words?
None.
All right.
Just my utter disappointment in you.
Why am I disappointed in?
Because you're a disappointment?
Oh, that's true, I guess. I can't say I'm surprised to hear that. Mm. I hear that a lot from pretty much everybody I know. Anyone that knows me.
And you don't take it to heart.
No, I don't, because I just ignore people. You know what I do, Frank? I ignore things that I don't like. That's what I do. I ignore people, no things and words that I don't like. I just pretend it didn't happen.
Okay.
It's a great skill that I've developed over the years.
Which means what? Which, even though it means 90% of the population hates you?
Yeah, well, that's fine. I'll take it. Hey, right. 10% like me.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Mm.
Hey, you know what? It doesn't matter because I only needed one person to like me enough to marry me, and well, now she's stuck. So,
unless she takes everything you own.
Yeah, maybe.
Because I ain't gonna house you up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm gonna take her side of the divorce.
Wow.
I mean, deal with you who hates everything I like. Chloe.
I don't hate everything that you like.
Just most things.
Okay, I can just the majority of things, but not all.
Just the thing that defines you.
You know, I mean, that's true. Just your most favorite things. Anyways. All right, well, that was a great fucking episode. I enjoyed making it. I hope you all enjoyed listening to it. As I shill us once again in the outro, if you enjoy hearing us talk about anime and you enjoy hearing us talk about multitudes of other things, you can go to GameRageMagazine.com where you can hear all of our other podcasts that we have. And you can also hear the other content that we produce. You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, and you can follow us on Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. And I will say, you anime fans are the only fucking people that comment, and I appreciate it. I just want you to know I respond to every single one of you. And also just know that on the TikTok, I am the one responding to you. Sometimes I ask Frank for the words, and then sometimes
Maybe I use those backup accounts for me to respond.
That's true. You probably should, actually. That actually would be a good idea. So, and then you could cross post the stuff that I post that are just from anime, like the Anime Syndicate stuff. You just cross post it or whatever. So, yeah, there you go. Hell, I appreciate you. I could speak on behalf of Frank. I appreciate you who comment, because again, the anime fans, they don't give a fuck. They're going to say what they want to say. And I'm glad we like discourse. We like hearing from you. I enjoy it. Frank enjoys it. We want to hear your opinions and your thoughts. Hell, you give us things to talk about sometimes when you comment in the comments. So have at it. We will likely talk about what you said in the episode. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is pretty much a guarantee that we'll talk about something that you said in a comment on an episode, as we did today. So anyways, we thank you guys for listening. We appreciate everything that you do. And shit, have a good week. We'll see you on the next one.